Most of us, especially if you were raised Christian, are familiar with the story of Noah and his ark. The older I've gotten, the more I realized what a dark story lurks behind Noah's flood. The death and destruction of everything and everyone that wasn't on that boat. I wonder what Noah was thinking and how he slept after the rain started falling, knowing that he had secured the safety of his family, but at such a cost. In contrast, how many of us have heard the story of God and Abraham haggling over the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah? God set out to destroy the city for its wickedness. And no, not for the reasons you think. Look it up. When Abraham heard this, he reminded God that destroying the city would destroy righteous people along with the wicked, eventually bargaining with God to spare the city for the sake of 50 righteous people, then for 45, 40, 30, 20, and finally for 10. Instead of accepting God's destruction like Noah, ensuring that those he loved were safe, even if no one else was, Abraham did the stupidest thing possible and argued with God. How many of us would be willing to do the same? Maybe not with God himself, but with those who hold the same godlike powers over life and death, those who destroy civilians, innocent people, in the name of winning wars or securing peace? Will we act like Noah and be content in our own safety? Or will we be brave like Abraham? I'm Linnea Erickson-Laskowski, and that's my perspective